just two short years ago.
It's May 30th, 2009. Thousands have gathered on and around Brooklyn Avenue Bridge in downtown San Antonio. It's the opening of the Museum Reach, the completely reimagined stretch of the San Antonio River, defined as starting at the Pearl Development and flowing down all the way to the Lexington Street Bridge right next to the Tropicana Hotel. The 1.3 miles of the river looked nothing like it had just 4 years before.
It was a tangled little stream with brush and trash everywhere.
That's County Judge Nelson Wolf. Now that the Museum Reach landscaping has grown in and river barges wind their way up and down it daily, it's easy to take the beauty for granted. But it's interesting to note the bizarre off-and-on process that made this grand public works project a reality. Ever since the 1940s, the focus on the San Antonio River had been on the horseshoe bend that most of us think of when we think of the Riverwalk, the downtown restaurants and nightclubs that are famous worldwide. But that's just a fraction of the river's length. What about doing something with the rest of it?
The thing that I never could understand is, how have we let it sit for 65 years?
That's former Mayor Phil Hardberger wondering why the river hadn't been developed through the years.
Normally, if you put that in commercial terms and you open a store and it made you millions of dollars, you might think about enlarging your store or opening a second one.
As he notes with a laugh, despite the Riverwalk's wild popularity, inertia for improving the rest of the river had left the stretch leading northeast of downtown. They get pretty nasty. But to best understand the Museum Reach story, you've got to run the tape back a few more years when a feisty lady moved to San Antonio.
When my husband was being interviewed for a position here in the fall of 1955, he said, "Let's walk down to the river."
That's Mayor Emeritus Lila Cockrell.
If it's possible to fall in love with the river, I fell in love with the San Antonio River and have been in love with it ever since.
Her husband took the job, and Cockrell started life as a public servant 10 years later on city council. While serving on council, and then after being elected four times as mayor starting in 1975, she pushed for river development. Multiple committees proposed big changes.
There were good planners who were hired to make plans and give ideas. However, we really didn't have any money.
The interest in river improvement and the monetary impasse continued through several mayors all the way to Hardberger.
It had been planned, and there were this committee and that committee, but as I said, we're going to quit planning and start digging.
When Hardberger was elected mayor, he had an ally in river redevelopment in County Judge Nelson Wolf.
You got to give Mayor Hardberger most of the credit for the river going north, and I picked up the baton and took it all the way down to Mission Espada.
Proposing it is one thing. You know, it's kind of the easy part, but making it happen, it's a lot more work.
Yes, and of course, there's the usual hue and cry of people that say, well, this is costing too much money. My answer to that was, yes, it's going to cost us millions, but it's going to bring back billions. And so we are going to go forward and we're going to get it done.
Tomorrow, the unseen engineering marvel that allowed the Museum Reach to be built.
When the tunnel project was built, that's really what allowed for the improvements to the Museum Reach.
So without the tunnel, the Museum Reach wouldn't have happened at all.
No, it really wouldn't.
And Phil Hardberger's odd question to Nelson Wolf.
He said, how much do you think the Taj Mahal cost to build? I said, I have no idea. And he said, who cares? It's one of the greatest architectural pieces in the world. This river will be thought of in that vein.
Tomorrow, construction begins. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.